Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
To some, prematurely leaked spoilers are merely just an inconvenience. However, to others, they can absolutely ruin a game, and in extreme cases, even dissuade people from playing it entirely. Understandably then, developers of course loathe pre-release spoilers leaking out, and so it is little surprise that they sometimes resort to drastic, even extreme measures to ensure that their most pivotal plot points aren't leaked out ahead of time. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that went to extreme measures to protect spoilers. Number 10, not telling voice actors what game they're working on, Fallout 4. It's extremely common for voice actors and performance capture artists to record their work several years before a game ends up coming out, and often this will require them being called back numerous times to iterate upon their initial performance. But in the case of Fallout 4, Bethesda was so nervous about news of the game's hush-hush production leaking out, as an early leak did famously spoil the setting and the opening lines, that they hired many prominent actors without even explaining what they were working on. For instance, actor Keith Farley ultimately provided the voice for one of the game's major villains, Conrad Kellogg, as well as a few other incidental characters. Keith was hired in 2014, though, the year before the game's release, and in addition to having to sign a non-disclosure agreement, the crew wouldn't tell him which game he was working on, or even the actual name of his character. Keith recorded several additional sessions prior to Fallout 4's release, and it wasn't until shortly before the game finally hit stores at the end of 2015 that a co-worker figured out what they were working on and actually told him. Now, you can understand the secrecy to an extent, but surely there has to be a point where it risks impacting an actor's performance, no? Number 9. Leaving the ending off the game disc, Kingdom Hearts 3. Square Enix was so utterly petrified of Kingdom Hearts 3's ending leaking online ahead of its retail date that they made the divisive decision to just not include the ending on the game disc at all. Instead, the game's huge day one patch added, among other things, an epilogue sequence which Square Enix had held back from the physical manufacturing run. Given that copies of the game did end up out in the wild a few weeks prior to release, though, this seemingly drastic measure turned out to be largely justified, even if it also raised obvious concerns about players being unable to view the full ending while playing offline without the patch. Considering how often retail copies of AAA games end up in the hands of determined players far ahead of launch, though, it is kind of honestly surprising that more games haven't adopted similar sneaky tactics to prevent their endings being leaked online early. Number 8, filming unused scenes and possibly fake endings, Red Dead Redemption 2. Similar to Bethesda keeping their voice actors in the dark about Fallout 4, Rockstar Games took a total cloak-and-dagger approach to recording performance capture for Red Dead Redemption 2. Actor Gabriel Sloyer, who played gang member Javier in the game, spoke to Eurogamer about the extremely secretive process of working on the title. For starters, he was never formally told what he was actually working on, and though he and other cast members figured it out soon enough, they weren't allowed to talk about their roles for roughly 5 years due to the game's prolonged development. He also added that they filmed a lot of material that ended up being cut, and he and his castmates speculated that Rockstar was deliberately having them act out fake endings in order to ensure they couldn't leak any concrete plot information, even if they wanted to. He said, quote, "I remember we shot a lot of stuff that was cut. I wasn't in the writer's room, obviously, but I've heard rumors. My castmates might say, oh, I think they were going in this direction with this guy, and then they switched him back the other way. We were just guessing like anybody else. And then my feeling is, are you filming this fake ending for us, to make us confused? Are these things you're deciding between, or... but that's the process," end quote. Number 7. Developing it in secret for almost 4 years, Half-Life Alyx. The world was shocked when Valve finally announced a new Half-Life game in November 2019. 2018, with the only catch being that it was a VR-exclusive title, Half-Life Alyx. The announcement also confirmed that the game would be releasing in March 2020, just 4 months later, leaving fans baffled that such a mammoth project could be near completion without so much as a credible peep leaking out online. Now, though Valve doesn't comment much about the behind-the-scenes working of their titles, they did confirm that Alyx quietly began development a little more than 4 years before it was finally released. Valve built the game's dev team from a small skeleton crew up to 80 members, the most for any of the company's titles to date. Yet, this is still a minuscule number compared to the average AAA release, which can easily number 200-plus employees, while the most recent Assassin's Creed games feature the work of almost 1,000 people. Working with a comparatively smaller team no doubt allowed Valve to create a more leak-averse inner circle, though, such that the world was left collectively agape when Alyx was unveiled to the world without any substantial prior hints. Number 6. Focusing the marketing on a false protagonist, Danganronpa V3 Killing Harmony. Danganronpa V3 pulled off a classic bait and switch by marketing the game with an emphasis on the apparent new protagonist, Kaede Akamatsu. Both the Kaede-centric trailers and pre-release demo made it clear that she would be the primary player character, only for the final retail release to violently pull the rug out after the prologue. Though Kaede is introduced as a typical resourceful protagonist, she ends up tricked into believing that she killed a fellow student in the game's very first chapter. As a result, she accuses herself in the class trial and gets summarily executed. Kaede dies after being strangled while dragged across a large set of piano keys and finally crushed by spikes, at which point Shuichi Sayara is revealed to be the game's real protagonist. Though the surprise irked as many players as it thrilled, it was certainly a clever sleight of hand that few saw coming.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon. Number 5. Threatening to withhold the ending from reviewers, Alan Wake. Given that the psychological thriller actioner Alan Wake was largely marketed on the strength of its enigmatic supernatural story, it was understandable that developers at Remedy Entertainment wanted to keep a tight lid on it as possible prior to release, with overzealous game reviewers occasionally giving away major plot reveals without any warning in their reviews, or thumbnails of list videos doing the exact same thing. I'm sorry for both everything past and present and future, by the way, really genuinely sorry. Remedy wanted to ensure that the story surprises were preserved as much as possible, even to the extent of threatening to withhold the game's ending from critics. In a late 2009 interview, roughly 6 months before Alan Wake was released, Remedy's managing director stated that they were considering removing the ending from review copies of the game to ensure maximum secrecy. Ultimately, this didn't happen, though making critics ultra aware of the game's plot-sensitive nature was seemingly a smart move, as not a single major outlet overshared specifics when reviewing the game, and so the story was kept locked up until players had it in their hands. Number 4. Hiding the real protagonist in trailers, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. Years and years before Danganronpa V3 played us like a damn fiddle, Hideo Kojima set the bar for ingenious marketing manipulation with his appropriately sneaky trailers for Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. Players went into this sequel assuming that they would once again be playing Solid Snake, though of course Snake gets subbed out for new protagonist Raiden after the opening tanker prologue mission. But the trailers did an infuriatingly clever job of not only making it seem like Snake was the player character for the entire game, but also cheekily hiding Raiden in plain sight. For starters, Kojima cleverly cross-cut separate scenes together along with recontextualized dialogue to imply that Snake was interacting with characters from the Raiden portion of the game. And to take it further, he also included a few brief clips of Raiden in his sneaking suit, albeit with his face covered by the ninja-style mask he wears before his identity is revealed to the player in the final game. And yet, despite the evidence being in front of fans' eyes, just about nobody guessed that Kojima was gearing up to swap out one iconic hero for, well, Raiden. Number 3. Claiming some of the leaked spoilers are fake, The Last of Us Part 2. It's a game developer's worst nightmare when extremely sensitive plot information leaks out ahead of time, as happened with The Last of Us Part 2. Roughly 2 months before the game eventually came out, extensive cutscene videos were leaked online, spoiling most of the major plot turns and causing epic spoilers to spread across social media like wildfire. Writer-director Neil Druckmann said he was absolutely heartbroken by the leak, though soon enough turned to go on the defensive, suggesting to fans that many of the prominently spread leaks were in fact incorrect. Druckmann said at the time, quote, "There's so many false things out there. We don't want to go out there and correct anything because that would be spoiling the game in a way. By saying what it isn't, we're kind of saying what it is," end quote. Ultimately, this was more an act of damage control than anything else, though. The wildly disseminated leaks were in no way false, and though Druckmann rightly asserted that they were lacking full context, they did nevertheless give an accurate impression of the game's major narrative beats. You can't blame Druckmann for wanting to calm anxious fans like me, trying desperately to avoid being spoiled prior to release. But if you accidentally stumbled across a spoiler in the 2 months before the game came out, again like me, it was probably legit. In addition, it should also be mentioned that the embargo for The Last of Us 2 didn't actually allow reviewers, again like me, to talk about most of what happened in the second half, again to preserve the few spoilers that did remain. Number 2. Creating a fake character to mislead data miners, Apex Legends. In the case of live service games, data mining often allows players to discover upcoming content hidden in the game code. But Respawn Entertainment got smart to this tactic with Apex Legends and decided to mess with leakers by planting a fake character in that code. In early 2020, data miners found information suggesting that the next new legend would be a cyborg MMA fighter called Forge. But the extensive list of character abilities and concept art was in fact a Machiavellian fabrication on the part of Respawn. This over-the-odds attempt to preserve spoilers culminated in the release of an apparent character introduction video for Forge, which actually ended with him being stabbed to death by the real new legend, Revenant. And like that, Apex managed to keep one step ahead of the insatiable leakers. Design director Jason McCord said of the ingenious ruse, quote, "Honestly, it started as a fun way to misdirect data miners who, at the time, felt like they had solved our next legend and had ruined our surprise. We actually purposefully leaked fake concept art and details of Forge's kit in patches so there would be a breadcrumb trail by the time we announced him. It's pretty insane, really. I can't think of any other game that has gone through such hijinks," end quote. Number 1. Keeping the real title under wraps for years, The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild 2. And our list wraps up with a game which isn't actually out yet. The much-anticipated sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild was announced over 2 years ago with a teaser trailer at E3 2019. Oh my god, was that 2 years ago? Time is a flat circle, what is happening? Where it was described by Nintendo as simply quote-unquote the sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Ever since, fans have been speculating about the title, and when Nintendo promised that a new trailer would drop earlier this year, fans assumed it would also finally include a title drop as well. But the new trailer released during E3 also referred to the game in bizarrely vague terms, despite confirming that it was due for a 2022 release. This secrecy was slightly demystified, however, when a Nintendo spokesperson explained the still unknown title, saying, quote, "Those subtitles, they start to give little bits of hints about maybe what's going to happen," end quote. So we can infer from this that the title has been settled upon internally and will reveal something about the story that Nintendo isn't ready to talk about yet, which is pretty damn unprecedented in the video game world. But hey, Nintendo gonna Nintendo, aren't they?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.